Guest on our program today, we've got Mayor Eli Steins joining us. Good to have you back, Mayor.
Thanks for having me.
Here we are.
On a Wednesday.
It's a little bit different. Yeah, well, you got to have that Labor Day holiday.
Yeah, so I hope everybody enjoyed
Nobody wanted to meet that day. It's kind of like the hospital board. They don't want to meet on Thanksgiving. You know, I just don't know why.
I don't blame them.
We did have some, I will point out, for those that might have tried to monitor what was going on for the meeting last night, did have a couple of issues with Zoom.
We had a little, technical difficulty. As actually with the monitors, so if you were on Zoom, you should have been able to see everything. Actually, the folks in the audience weren't able to see what was going on.
So anyhow, we did have a number of different things that came up last night. Probably the one where more discussion, more things went on. And again, you've been working. Oh, gosh, this is the second time this topic came up, vacating the alleyway in the 900 block of 8th Street. And that's actually to offer additional space, if you will, for the property right next to it, the old Virginia building.
Yeah, there are two facets to that. The the vacation of the northern portion of the alley would have been necessary for the owners of that building, the old Virginia Theater, to put a dumpster, vent their hoods and things like that, so they could operate the restaurant. And in addition, the city acquired the empty lot to the east of that for development, and the owners wanted to buy a portion of that for additional seating on top of the vacation.
Okay. So that was, once again, had a lot of people that spoke in opposition. Most of them, the business owners.
It was half and half. There were three citizens and three business owners from the adjacent block that were concerned about parking. There wasn't going to be any change to the parking. They were also concerned if a restaurant were there, that there would be too many cars and not enough parking available. I don't believe that would have been the case. But ultimately, council did not act on that. There was a motion, but not a second. And so the proposal to vacate that portion of the alley did not move forward.
You did have council talking about potentially doing like an easement. Don't know if that will satisfy what they need or what
unlikely.
They envision.
Yeah, it's unlikely that will satisfy the requirements that they're going to have with dumpster.
Up to this point, we know they did apply for grants, and they have completed the work that they're doing, so they should get their reimbursements.
From the state, they have a Catalyst grant from the state of Iowa, and then they have the standard BDIF grant from the city of Boone. Mm-hmm. So it's a similar situation to the News Republican building, essentially. So
we'll wait and see if they decide to keep going ahead with that project or not. I know that they
keep everyone up to date.
I know they were a little disappointed, so we'll see what happens.
Yep.
We did have a couple other things for the council last night. Obviously, one of the big ones is we had to amend our Southeast Boone Urban Renewal Area again. This seems like an annual thing here.
Yep.
Last time was September of last year. This year, and basically this is to get it into that urban renewal area, the Daisy Project.
That's exactly right. Yep. So as more property becomes developed, that needs to be put into the urban renewal plan so that we can do things like TIF and apply for grants and stuff like that.
And one of the things that will be coming up in conjunction with that is the next part of it is you do have to come up with some dollars, which part of this involves those dollars, to be able to put in your share of the road. You've got over $3 million from the state.
Yes.
And that means the city's going to have at least $1 million to, cover their share of that project. And at RISE grant, we've had RISE dollars out there before that were
same
used
area.
In the same area for the R.L. Fisher Business Park.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
But in this case, the bids for this will be coming up soon. So we know, again, I think it's your next meeting where you've got the hearing for the obligation bond.
That's exactly right. Yep. So we'll have a hearing on that bond. That bond is for the city's portion of the road, which is much smaller than what the state is putting in. So we're very grateful for the state of Iowa for that RISE grant.
We do know that also the, we'll get that, next week, I think, maybe the bids?
I'm not very sure exactly. Soon. But I haven't heard exactly the date, but it should be very soon.
We'll watch closely.
Because they're supposed to get the roadbed in.
You want to get it in this fall,
That's right. So it can settle and everything, and then they can do the paving next spring.
And you'll be putting some infrastructure in there, some water, sewer lines, things like that. It ties all together, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And layer after layer is what we're dealing with. One public hearing that was held with no opposition, that was to offer a easement to a property in the 1800 block of 12th Street. Once again, somebody acquired that property, would like to build there, but you got to have a little more easement.
Just there. A little bit more room. Yep.
You got to be able to get to it. So that's one of the challenges there. We'll have them working on that. All right. You had a number of other things last night. Probably another one that drew a lot of discussion amongst council members
council
themselves.
Yes.
That was the matter of extending the residency requirements for firefighters and captains.
Yes. So the full-time firefighters and the captains currently have a residential requirement. They have to live within a 10-mile radius of the edge of city limits. And last year they asked for that to be extended to 30 miles. That I don't believe that even made it through planning or policy administration committee, but full council did discuss it and it was not approved. So they talked with administration and the fire chief to see if they could work out a deal for a 20-mile radius. And that made it through policy administration, and it came to full council last night. And there was a lot of discussion about that, and the chief raised his concerns about extending that. And then the union president was there to discuss about their perspective. And I think it's important for everybody to know that no matter what the residency requirement is, we're still going to have a full-time three-person in the firehouse all the time. And so this would be for callback situations where they need additional help. Councilman Hilsebeck proposed to go with 15 miles instead of 10. And so that was voted on and it did not pass. It was 4-3.
There is a reason, and they're not looking to extend it so that they can move out of town.
Yeah, the rationale for extending it is when we have an opening, they want to be able to recruit a broader pool of candidates. And so even extending that out to 15 miles would encapsulate all of the city of Ames, for example, which has a lot of talent that they could apply for.
So, and again, that's one of those, and then they hope that eventually they would relocate.
Yeah, their perspective from the union is that if they get him hired, they like the culture of our firehouse, they get involved in the community, they want to relocate here after that.
And again, I know that some of the discussion was, we'll end up part of it was they've been using some part-time people to four people on a shift, which has helped on the overtime.
Helped on the callbacks. So we continue to try to find innovative ways to reduce the stress on our firefighters, reduce the burnout, because they work really hard and they have to move on a moment's notice, even on their days off. Mm-hmm. And so reducing that callback is a huge priority.
So we'll keep watching to see what happens. Pretty sure we'll have additional discussion down the road on that.
Yeah, and if we end up needing to increase our staffing, if our population grows, if their duties change, that would probably be part of the discussion at that time as well.
Well, we know that we also had a couple other things that came up last night. One of those, we do have a formal agreement with Ogden. We're going to provide some assistance. They've been twice a year, they would truck their sludge out of their wastewater plant down to Des Moines for processing down there.
Yep.
Des Moines no longer wants to accept that, so they asked about coming here.
Yeah, and the officials looked at it. They found that it would be no problem for us to accept that twice a year. It would bring the sewer system increased revenue as well, and it's not going to be a burden on our system.
So it wouldn't add too much to it.
Being helpful to a neighbor on top of everything else.
So we have the formal agreement going ahead, and you signed it last night.
Indeed, yes.
You and me are true blood on there.
Yes.
One of the other things that came up, and again, this is, it all started back on Friday, August 8th, right? About around 2:40 in the afternoon or so. Had a little problem with the building over here at 813 Keeler Street.
Yeah, across the street from the studios here.
Back portion had an issue and it began to crumble.
Yep, collapse. Yep.
Okay. So we did have a couple of different things. Now, the property owner, because people are wondering, what happened and why is this still there? Like so many other things, the property owner's been working with the city.
Oh, yeah.
Very... Where are we going and how am I going to proceed with this?
Yeah.
You do have a program that offers an opportunity to help out with this.
Yes, we have a demolition reimbursement program that was most recently used for the old Pizza Hut building, where the city will pay 25%, do the work, and the property owner pays 75%. Under the understanding that within 30 months, a new structure has to be built on that location. And so that's the ultimate purpose of the program, is to spur new growth.
Mm-hmm. In this particular case, at least on the Economic Development Committee side, as they were looking at it, the issues are shared walls. And,
yes.
And again,
when you have a downtown building, you have to be very careful about, you know, we saw this with the fire at 8th and Story as well, that those abutting walls, you have to be very careful when you do that demolition. Asbestos, things like that come up, that needs to be abated.
So they are moving forward. Again, that's an agreement that's been signed, and we'll see. Well, can't say exactly how fast it's going to happen, but there are contractors that cities worked with in the past.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So that'll be moving relatively quickly.
One that did generate some discussion, at least on the Economic Development Committee side, but again, a little bit amongst the council members, and that would be the guidelines that are proposed downtown Boone. And this is you guys knew it was coming because of the city's interest in participating in the Main Street program.
Yeah, so we have a Main Street designation, as everyone knows, and part of that is some design guidelines, and we put it in as design standards, and that seems a little bit heavy-handed. Really, the word that they want to use is guidelines. It's really a document that helps guide property owners on what are the best practices in fixing up their buildings, doing improvements, and if they're building new, what are the best things to do to make sure that we match the look and feel, have things that are aesthetically pleasing, you know, and preserve historical buildings and things of that nature.
And there is there's a method to this madness, folks.
Right. Yeah.
Main Street, basically, they have opportunities to access grant programs.
And
historical preservation seems to be, I'm going to say, the key phrase in there.
That's one of their big pillars, is historical preservation. So finding buildings that just need a little bit of TLC to get up to what their former glory was. And if you're following those design guidelines, you have a much better chance of accessing those grant dollars.
So the information on that is available. Obviously, if they look at the information and I know one of the things they said is, well, this is just what Jefferson's done. But again, Jefferson's been pretty successful.
Jefferson is a model, a nationally recognized Main Street program. And so we learn a lot from our partners. And I think that's a great thing.
So we got that happening. Let's see. Also, last night we did have a couple other items that came up. We do know that...
wayfinding signs.
The wayfinding signs, yes. You're going to see those showing up. This is a thing that Chris Blocker's been working on.
Yes, with Visiboon County, so we're really grateful for her doing that. There'll be 10 signs all around Boone County. One will be at the green space. We accepted that last night. And one will be down at the welcome train for people that stop out of there.
Already have one down there on that kiosk down there.
So. Various other places throughout the county at high travel areas. And so we talked a little bit with Main Street Director Holly Stecker on how they could add on more targeted local wayfinding around
to get into the community.
Exactly. So they can sort of bootstrap off of that.
Basically, what we're talking about is countywide.
Yep.
So you might have one down by the High Trestle Trail, and it'll talk about the trail there, but it'll also say, here's Don Williams.
It'll lead you to your next destination,
and
you can look at it and say, I want to do that next.
So, again, those are going to be showing up, folks. They'll be out there.
Very, very good to see the collaboration between those organizations.
We did have, they did approve more fireworks.
Fireworks, yes. That's an annual thing for the Super Nationals. It's not nearly as large as the...
I can't imagine it's going to be as big
guild.
As the Pyrotechnic
Guild. No, the
Pyrotechnic
Guild. Guild. Nope, it's a standard Super Nationals fireworks, so that was approved. Let's see. We also had Jamie Williams talked about this month is a library card month.
Library, it is.
And so encouraging people to renew their library cards, get library cards, use the library. And I had a photograph taken with my library card. I had it on me. So
I'll be there too.
Yeah.
I have the older version card. So she said, oh, we need the old one. Well, that's old people have the old version. that's something, yeah, they are working on and doing. All right. And we know the Chief Wiebold said they've just gone through civil service.
Yes.
They've got their list expanded a little more. He's got potentially a recommendation coming for you next
meeting. Yes. So, the situation is we have an officer that's deployed, and then we have an officer that's going to retire upon the return of that officer.
Yeah.
And so we would be down an officer for that entire time in perpetuity. And so we authorized him to hire now because we are below our staffing levels if we do not do that.
All right. So here's one that actually has been around. This is a goal. I think you made this.
This was Councilman Byrd.
Oh, Councilman Byrd.
For the ordinance book?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this was, 4 years ago? Five?
Not quite that long.
It was during goal setting a couple of years ago.
It was 2 or 3 years ago.
And the idea was, we got a lot of the ordinances. If you start reading through the book, sometimes it
leads you to dead ends and, grammatical errors and things like that.
So it was updating. And the one area that's been worked on already has been zoning. That part has been kind of cleaned up.
Yep.
But Andrea Almquist last night said she's been working with Simmer and Corey,
yep,
who this is their business. They mm-hmm. do things like this. And talking about codification. Now, it's going to cost.
Yep, because, charge.
But they do point out that you've got a number of things. In fact, I think Rafe Montag pointed out at your last meeting, we got a few issues here.
Exactly. Yep, he went through that as well, our city attorney. And this also helps it get all accurate online as well in the searchable database. While we're talking about this, a citizen should be very careful when they use like an AI overview from a search engine. If you ask something about the code, the AI will give you what it thinks is the code. That is not necessarily the code. Mm-hmm. You should actually go to the site and look at the code itself. So be wary about that when you're trying to find things.
Anyway, actually, not that expensive for the amount of work that they're going to have to do.
No, it's housekeeping, really, and maintaining clarity of our code.
So, but they will start doing that work after the first of the year, and basically, we'll have the budget set up to deal with it next time.
Yep.
So, quickly, did want to hit on a couple of other things before we talk about our big deals happening here. But the first is Parks Department. We know that they have bids out for the dead and dying trees. This is an annual
dead
thing.
And dying, yep.
They identify those trees every year. And again, the city council budgets so much money for them to deal with that.
Yeah, and they look very closely at the trees and see, is it really at the end of its life? Does it have a couple of more years? Is it going to be financially feasible to take it down?
So
they do a very thorough job on the trees.
It's the Parks Department handling that.
Correct.
The other one was the council wanted to see some stump removal done.
Yes.
You budgeted some extra dollars for them to use that. Waiting for bids on that, probably within the week.
Yeah, their fingers crossed. Hopefully, the Parks Commission will be able to take a look at that at their meeting and improve things so we can get some of those stumps out of the ground.
All right. Finally, we got RVTV.
Yep. Big party downtown on Thursday. It's just tomorrow.
Coming
fast, yeah.
You're very fast. Otherwise, next meeting, you don't have that until, you come up on the 15th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, get there.
Yep.
Slow as
and then it's Puffer Billy Days right after that.
You run right into Puffer Billy Days. Boone Mayor Eli Stein's guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.